as for Mondo 2000, the magazine itself, I really didn't have that much to do with it. Strangely enough, I didn't know too much about it. Even though if I had lived in San Francisco for a little while in 1994, I really didn't know about it. I got back to New York, and that's when I sort of fell in with the Cyberpunk Handbook. Having said that, after I became aware of Mondo 2000, I think I had every issue they put out, again, until my house burned down. It was just wonderful. It was a wonderful magazine. And once again, as I have said, it was talking about things that I personally couldn't find anyone else to talk about with. So it was eye-opening. It was not technical, because honestly, I don't know if any of these people at Mondo 2000 knew what a router was or how it worked. TCP/IP, no idea. But they knew what the internet, the act of connecting people, they had a very good idea of what that would bring about. Or what it could bring about. And it was just so exciting to find people who were talking about this that I devoured each Mondo 2000 when it came out. As I said, I got into it, let's say, around 1994, which is about the time that Wired had started. I think Wired started a year before. And Wired, at the time, I guess you could say, was Mondo 2000 with fewer drugs. I wouldn't say without the drugs, but with fewer drugs. And it was straighter, and I understood Wired a little more because I really wasn't into drugs. So I, you know, a lot of stuff in Mondo 2000 went right past me. But I got Wired. I knew that they were trading, Wired was trading coolness for audience. And by the same token, Mondo was trading audience for coolness. But I knew that both magazines, and especially Mondo, were both talking about something that was really very, very exciting to me. I had no idea that I would wind up writing, contributing just ideas to the Cyberpunk Handbook and actually contributing sections to How to Mutate and eventually winding up as a contributing editor at Wired. None of this was in my head or on my radar. In 1994, and yet all of it happened, and it was all because of Mondo 2000.